Welcome back to the Warner Home Video Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire podcast. In this podcast, contest winners ask Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, and Emma Watson which Potter character they admire most and why. Enjoy today's podcast, and for more, check out harrypotter.com. Today's trivia question is, which actress plays Rita Skeeter?
We're here with five epic winners of a competition to come and chat to the three stars of the Harry Potter films, and I think each of you have been allocated one question that you can ask, and maybe you can ask a question back. All right, Lauren, you come least far,
yeah,
because you live in the UK. Do you want to slam in with your first question?
Hi, my question is, who do you admire among the characters from Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire?
I suppose Dumbledore. I mean, it's obviously the one that they're really in awe of. He's just this immensely powerful, magical man who also manages to be sort of funny and real and kind-hearted. And so, yeah, Dumbledore, I'd say.
One vote for Dumbledore. Yes. Okay.
Rupe, you have a go.
I'm thinking as well.
Okay.
You can say yourself. You can say yourself.
No, I won't say
no,
you.
Not Hermione.
I suppose for me, I would say Mad-Eye Moody if he didn't turn out to be how he is in the
evil,
end.
Awful yeah. Man,
you know,
he
if
is.
If he wasn't actually the person who caused all the problems for Harry, I would probably say him. It's actually really, I mean, I still really admire Sirius, but see, he's not in this one as much. Mm-hmm. So, Rupe, any suggestions?
Well, Hagrid. He's a nice
yes,
guy.
Hagrid. He's like Hagrid. He's really cool. And I also like him because he's so sort of in this one. He's incredibly flirty with Madame Maxime, and
oh,
that's just a real.
So
that's
sweet.
Very sweet. Actually, it's
so
very funny.
Sweet. Yeah. Watch out for that.
Yes. So yes, that's my very feeble answer to your very
okay,
good question.
Okay, so Hagrid. Rupert, over to you. You're
oh,
gonna.
Yeah, well, I like Hagrid, I think.
I think that proves
so
that I was right.
Two votes for Hagrid. Yeah,
yes, and
so.
You were wrong, even though you get
Dumbledore
a much more articulate answer than any of us.
Okay, we'll just do a follow-on question, okay. So we don't have agreement. Who do you think is the horridest character, the one you least admire?
Probably Snape, actually. Though, actually, he's not that bad. Voldemort probably... He's the worst.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah, Voldemort.
Connor.
Hello?
You're on next.
I'm Connor. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And my question is, what was your favourite childhood book or series?
I remember reading a book called Holes by Louis Sacker, which I remember as a kid I loved. It really sort of captured my imagination because it was sort of more than just a kid's book because there was a real element of mystery to it and you couldn't see where it was going. So I suppose that, in terms of kid's book, would probably be my favourite.
Rich,
you want to go next?
When I was sort of younger, I'd never really... There wasn't many books I could really sort of get into. I was more of a TV person, I suppose. But I suppose the Harry Potter books, I sort of really got into them. So, yeah, probably them.
I think my dad must have read to me every Roald Dahl book that's been written. When I was younger, I used to love Roald Dahl books. But probably more recently than that, I loved Philip Pullman, his Dark Materials. I just love that series.
Following up on what Rupert said about Harry Potter, I mean, I think that we are... I know certainly I am, and I think from what you were saying, we're both sort of living proof of one of those kids who really didn't read a huge amount. I mean, I only read the Louis Sacker book after reading the Harry Potters because they really did get me into reading and make me believe that reading could be really interesting. It didn't have to be a slog. So originally, those are probably the books that you know, did start something in my imagination. Yeah.
So that's two votes for Harry Potter, or one and a half. So.
Yeah, why am I the one who's right?
Asuna, you've come the furthest. Would you like to ask... It's great to have you here. Would you like to ask your question?
I'm Asuna. I'm from Japan. So my question is... Which scene was most difficult to film?
Do you want
to... The campsite scene, that was a bit tricky because there was explosions going off and most of the shots were sort of... We had to get it in one take.
I suppose for me it was probably the climax of this film, which is with Voldemort. I mean, it was just testing because it was the hardest thing that I've ever had to act. Really, I've never had to do something of that level in terms of the challenge it presented before. So that was probably the hardest for me.
Yeah, I'm going to slide with Rupert on this one. Actually, the most difficult scene for me was the campsite as well. I mean, it was a really difficult scene to choreograph because quite difficult to choreograph chaos. Actually,
didn't someone? I was either you or me kept tripping up.
No, that was me. Right, actually, okay. I fell over about four times in a row on the same thing. You'd think that if you tripped over it once, then you'd think, right, I'm not going to do that again.
I definitely, yeah.
Three times in a row, every single take, flat on my back. But anyway.
Those are quite cunning answers, because that's like the first scene, pretty well right at the beginning of the movie, and the last scene, pretty well. So that people have to watch the whole film
in order to see your favourite
scenes.
We haven't prepared for these as well, you see. Mm. So that was just us sparring off each other.
Melissa.
My name's Melissa. I'm from California, the United States. And my question is, I know you guys have tutoring when you guys are on the set, but when you guys actually go to school, do they treat you differently?
I don't know. Yeah, to a certain extent, because they see so little of me, really. I'm there for sort of a few weeks each year, and then for the rest of the time I do school on set. So when I go back, there's a period of about 3, 4, maybe 5 days or something when it's sort of a novelty thing again, and they sort of it's weird me being there, so they do treat me differently. But after that, after about a week, the novelty wears off, and it sort of just goes back to being school.
I've always loved school, and even when I'm filming, and I always kind of, whenever I can, I always drop back in, and I see all of my friends that are at school regularly every weekend. So they see me around so much that they just realise I'm just like everybody else, and it's nobody really does treat me differently anymore, which is how I like it. It's really nice.
And you've stopped school.
Yeah, I've finished school now, yeah. I never really liked school that much, so I was pretty glad to get out of it, really.
There's the answer. So those who are at school are happy. Those who aren't are even happier. Okay, and Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm from Michigan. My question is, if you have read books 5 and 6, what parts of those books are you looking most forward to filming as far as what your character is going to do?
There's so much for Harry in the next few books that, I mean, I'm really looking forward to doing the kissing scene with Cho Chang, leaps to mind. The Dumbledore's army stuff, I'm, again, really looking forward to that.
Sorry, I'm getting a sip of your answer. But Dumbledore's army, that whole concept really excited me. I just thought, that's so cool. We're forming an army, and like, I love how, I don't know, it's really, I think it's really exciting. And I think she plays quite a sort of key role in making all of that work. She comes up with a lot of, she's ahead to think about how, you know, they're not going to get found out, and she's just really, really clever, and she gets really bossy as well, which is always it's always fun to do. So,
I think in the fifth one I play Quidditch, don't I? Yeah, I think so, yeah. And part of me is sort of looking forward to that. But
Ron's insecurity with regard to the Quidditch is very funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Definitely.
And there's a lot of your family in the next one. That should be really cool.
Do we see
Bill and Charlie in it or something?
Yeah, I think so.
And I'm really looking forward to your relationship with Fleur in book 6, because you're just all
really
totally soppy.
I haven't read much of that yet.
Well done on coming all this way to be here. It's absolutely
fantastic.
Great to see you.
Yeah, well done, you guys. Well done. You're brilliant.
Today's trivia answer is: Miranda Richardson plays Rita Skeeter in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.